USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is watching as the situation along Russia's border with Ukraine heats up. U.S. officials are reporting the State Department has ordered the families of U.S. embassy personnel in Ukraine to begin evacuating the country by Monday. Russian troops along the border with Ukraine are now reported to be increasing. To counter the Russian threat, arms shipments are now pouring into Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine has announced the first shipments of ammunition has already arrived. This was directed by President Biden. U.S. officials say small arms ammunition is the major portion of the shipments, which the State Department is now calling lethal aid. They say the weaponry is needed by the Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines. Javelin anti-tank missiles are expected to arrive sometime next week from the Baltics and the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.